Trevor lead the SEC in steals, how have they been able to be so effective on the defensive side of the court?
Well, Trevor, you know, obviously is the school's leading steals guy. You know, so he's done a great job of that his whole career. I think Redden's just a guy that you know, is you know, a good defender, athletic, and uses the skills that he has to try to affect, you know, the game as well. It's not, you know, our goal is to stop our opponent in any different way that we can. And sometimes steals happen to be a part of that, but, you know, it's good to see those guys getting recognized for what they do.
When was the last time you faced a team that had four senior starters?
It's a great question. Ole Miss, I think last year, had a pretty good veteran group of guys. I don't know if it was four of them, but probably not a group as accomplished as this group that we're getting ready to see here tomorrow. When you look at, I think it's been, what, three straight Elite Eights these guys have been to, you know, so you look at the success that those guys have had, it's really, really impressive. You know, you look at a guy like Patrick Young, who walked in as a McDonald All-American, and has been there. This is his fourth year, and he's gotten better every year. And he's plays with great passion and great energy. You know, and I think that's something that, you know, I love for our guys to look at him and see the way he plays and how he affects winning and how selfish or selfless he is in terms of his effort and energy that he gives his team. And then, you know, you look at guys like Scotty Wilbekin, who came there as a walk-on. You know, will be probably maybe one of the winningest players to ever play there in his career. You know, Will Yeget was a guy that was very, very early recruited coming out. And, you know, he's a guy that's impacted the game and just affects winning with his energy and effort. You know, and then Casey Prather's a guy that's been well documented. You know, his first 3 years, you know, what he did, and now look at what he's doing as a senior. You know, so I think that's just a testament to those guys' work ethic and the way they approach it. And, obviously, credit to Coach Diamond and his staff for the work they've put in, and those guys have, you know, in a lot of different ways, all achieved and overachieved, you know, in terms of, you know, where they started and where they are right now in the course of their careers.
Could you address the development of the front court rotation, especially with the way Shannon Hale's playing compared with the other two guys, Jimmy Taylor and Nick Jacobs?
Well, you know, really for us, it's you know, almost game to game. You know, Shannon is I think done a really good job of stepping up and taking advantage of the opportunity. Been pleased with the way he's played. You know, like most freshmen, it's, you know, it's got to be more consistent. You know, I think Shannon's had really good spurts in games, maybe you know, a few minutes here or there, maybe a half. Not being able to put together a full game against SEC competition is the next step for him. You know, I think, you know, the last couple of games, Jimmy Taylor, I think, has really kind of asserted himself the last couple of weeks. You see, I know he fouled out against Mississippi State, but I thought the minutes he played, he was effective. And, you know, he got 30 minutes on the road at Missouri. I thought he held his own, did a good job rebounding the basketball. You know, so for two freshmen to, you know, be able to go into the SEC and gain experience and compete and get better. You know, that's I think those guys are doing a good job. You know, we've got to get more consistent play and effort out of Nick Jacobs. Being a junior right now, he's got to step up and provide our team more and be able to put us in a position where we can get him on the floor more based on his effort and his energy and what he's providing for our team. You know, and then Carl, I think, is a guy that, based on the matchups, based on what's going on, you know, his opportunities and his role, you know, will vary. But I think from a consistency standpoint, you know, Carl, we kind of know what we're going to get out of him in terms of his effort and focus. He does a pretty good job of that.
Time for one or two more questions, if there are any. Anything else? All right. Thank you, guys.